Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
Brandon Stevens met with the media as the Ravens count down to their Week 6 meeting with the Commanders.
To Lamar and Jaden. Obviously, they're their own guys, but there are some similarities. What do you see when you're looking at Lamar and Jaden? Just how similar they've been looking through 5 weeks, I guess.
Yeah, both great players. Both, obviously they got a similar play style. Can make the throws, can obviously run, run out of the pocket and whatnot. But both come with challenges. I think it's obvious what those are.
Do you think it helps you at all that you face Lamar in practice all the time?
Yeah, I mean we go against Lamar every day. We know. How he escapes the pocket, I think it helps the guys up front, just trying to maintain them, keep them in the pocket, whatnot. It definitely has helped us.
Jaden, obviously, you guys had a little bit of success early on. What do you see that has allowed him to have that success early on?
Yeah, I think he's playing with confidence, as he should be, and just giving him what the defense, taking what the defense gives him, simplifying the game. But they're executing at a high level. I think that's what they've been good at so far.
Brandon, kind of talk about it, kind of everybody in the secondary taking a hard look at where they can improve and be more consistent. How would you describe the conversations in the secondary room, defense room this week?
Yeah, we've been detailing, the hell out of our coverages, trying to, just really take a closer look at, what's been our biggest issue. And so, I think that's all we can do is, try to figure out, how can we become better, from last week, because obviously that wasn't our best performance. Got the win, but we still got to look in the mirror and, come back and, play to our style this week.
You guys you faced some of the best quarterbacks and some of the best wide receivers in this game. Do you allow yourself to think about that, or do you say, hey, we're some of the best defensive backs in this game and we should be winning more of these matchups?
It really doesn't matter, who we go against. I've said it before, we have our own standard, and, long story short, we didn't live up to that standard last week, but we're not letting that, get us, letting that, get us to waver, from what we believe and what we can, accomplish as a group. But this is a new week, new opportunity, and so we're approaching it like that.
The Ravens brought in DPs to add him to the coaching staff, former defensive coordinator here. I know you talked to the defensive room today. Thoughts on him joining the staff and what he can bring?
Yeah, I've met him today for the first time. I wasn't here when he was here in the past, but I'm looking forward to gaining some knowledge from him, seeing what he sees from a bigger picture standpoint. I'm sure there's a lot that we can learn from him. So I think we're all excited.
Does that say something about the organization though, that they make a move like that to leave no stone unturned in terms of trying to improve things for you guys?
Yeah, I think. We're not shying away from, from areas that we can improve on. And, I think it's really just all hands on deck, obviously he was here before. And so he kind of knows the system. And so, I think that just, is a testament to, we're trying to make it right, make it right quick. And, whoever can, help us get to where we need to, even, the smallest bit, we're willing to bring them in.